You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Roman Battaglia. My guest is Robert Cowie. He's the director of Chiloquin Visions in Progress. His organization recently announced the completion of a critical accessibility upgrade at the Chiloquin Community Center. Welcome to the Exchange, Robert.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the work of Chiloquin Visions in Progress. What is the vision you guys have?
Yeah, so we are the local nonprofit in Chiloquin, Oregon, and we just celebrated 30 years this year. And it was founded primarily to create the community center. And so we built the community center. It's 21 years old this year. It houses the Chiloquin Library and also the Two Rivers Art Gallery, which is one of our programs. It supports over 100 local artists. And then the heart of it is our couple of community center rooms, which is available for rental for all kinds of activities for the community. And then we have other programs such as Chiloquin Learns After School, which is an after-school program at our elementary school. We have the Chill Quilters who create quilts for all kinds of needs. We have the Friends of the Chiloquin Library. We have quite a few different projects that we do throughout the year to help the Chiloquin community.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like it's definitely about supporting and, you know, bringing together the Chiloquin community and providing, you know, access to these different opportunities for enrichment and stuff in this small town.
Yeah. It accomplishes quite a lot. Last year we put in a couple of EV chargers. Then turn that over to the city. We've worked with grants to help the fire department secure ambulances and water tanks and fire trucks and stuff. So we've done quite a bit and continue to try to do things that will help the community.
Yeah. So your organization did this accessibility upgrade work at the Chiloquin Community Center. Tell me a little bit about it. Why was this upgrade work needed?
Yeah, so we, on our main restrooms, a lot of people just really found it difficult to open the doors and get in the bathroom and even sometimes to get back out. Like I said, we have different groups, chill quilters, chill crafters. We have other people that come for events, and they just found the doors very difficult. So we went about to get a grant in order to replace and put ADA door openers on there. So now just a quick push of the button and the door opens automatically and closes for you. So it made a great big difference for many of our members.
Yeah. Yeah. So hard doors, hard to open. And, you know, adding this automatic door opener stuff is going to make it easier for people in the community who use this community center. How many visitors come and use this community center every year?
Oh, we get probably about 5,000 through the month because of, again, libraries, different meetings and activities that happen in there. So, again, that was one of the big reasons why this was so important. And I do want to mention, too, also that we really are thankful to the Pacific Power Foundation who provided the bulk of the funds for us to do this change to the community center.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask next was what were the costs involved in this project? How much did it cost? And was there any other funding besides Pacific Power?
We did receive some dollars from our art gallery members. Since many of them are ones that struggled with these doors, they helped to close the funding gap. So the main grant that we got from Pacific Power Foundation helped to do the electrical work and purchase the door openers almost. And the last little bit for the second door opener came from the art gallery. And then our board members, our board president, vice president, our treasurer, and myself, we spent a morning putting them together and taking the old ones off and putting the new ADA doors openers on.
Oh, that's cool. So you actually went out and installed these, you know, door openers yourself.
We did. It was a good bonding experience. I have to admit, unfortunately, the first one took us about 3 hours because the instructions were not very clear and easy. Luckily, the second one took a lot less time now that we knew what we were doing.
Mm-hmm. My guest is Robert Cowie, director of Chiloquin Visions in Progress. Robert, Could you tell me a little bit more? What role does the community center play in Chiloquin?
It plays a very large role. It works with the city council and city. We work with the Klamath Tribes, which is also located in Chiloquin. We work with other various groups, again, to run different programs throughout the year, to help do pass-through grants to others, to help support other groups. We just try to do a lot of other activities for our residents. We do monthly bingo, which is a great time to bring everyone together, and also fundraise for scholarships that we do with the high school. We also have a monthly trivia program, again, to bring people together. Right now, we're working with OSU to try to bring some senior programs, such as Strong People, Walk with Ease and stuff, to our community as well. And just over the years, we've done many, many projects to help beautify the city, to add resources or capabilities to the city. So we try to be a really strong partner to the city of Chiloquin and the surrounding area.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of events that get held at this community center. It's really playing a major role.
Yeah, we do. The like I said, the gallery is one of our pride and joy. It's a great program. It's been in operation for 20 years. It's an all-volunteer program. So the gallery director is a volunteer, the staff that man it. And as I said, we have over 100 local regional artists whose art is displayed and sold in the gallery. The gallery is also the information center for our area, our region. So it's a great shop. Everybody, when they come in, they're just amazed at all what we have in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What originally, I believe the community center celebrated its 20th anniversary last year. What prompted the creation of this community center in the first place?
Two things. One was the need for a place for the library. The library had been bounced around between a couple different buildings due to different things happening in the community back then, and in fact had no place. And then the other was a desire for an actual community center where people could meet and have events and things like that. So a group of residents and people came together, which formed CVIP. And their goal was to raise the money and design and secure the land and everything and build the community center. And that was exactly what they were able to do.
Yeah. How long have you been the executive director there?
2 years. And I was on the board for about a year before that.
Mm-hmm. And where did you grow up? Tell me about your journey about becoming a community leader then here in Chiloquin.
Well, I grew up in California and worked most of my career with Sony and married and decided we wanted to retire to be able to travel and everything. So we started looking around and ended up in Chiloquin. And as we were getting ready to travel, unfortunately, my mother-in-law who lived with us at the time kept falling. So we're like, okay, we'll just stay home and take care of family. And my wife went to work at the city and then pulled me into being on the city council. And then after I got working with the city council for a while, I started looking around and really saw that Chiloquin Visions Progress was one of the organizations who really did a lot of great work with the city. So I joined the board, and that's kind of how I then got involved with CVIP.
Yeah. So originally was on the city council and then saw, you know, looked at Chiloquin Vision and Projects and saw the kind of work that they were doing and wanted to get involved with them.
Yeah.
What do you like about Chiloquin?
I love the people. I love the ruralness, and I love nature. I literally can step out my front door and go for a walk in the forest along the river with my dogs, and I just love everything about it. I love being out of the hustle and bustle of the large cities, and even areas like Klamath Falls and stuff. I just prefer the nice, comfortable pace that the rural life now has.
Yeah, because I know that Chiloquin's a very small place, and so it sounds like it really builds this, you know, a tight-knit community there. You know, people are really, you know, people know each other, and there's this small community that kind of is bonded together that you don't necessarily always see in small town communities. How is the community in Chiloquin kind of built and fostered and, you know, so successful, I guess?
Again, I think it's just the openness of the people and people wanting to support their town. Again, like you said, it's a very small community, so we know each other. My wife in particular, working at City Hall, she knows just about everybody in town, and it's great to be able to see people. We had one of our local businesses this Thanksgiving hold a community Thanksgiving dinner at the community center for anyone who just didn't have a place to go or wanted to get together. And we went to it, and it was just a lot of fun, and it was just overwhelming the amount of food that was brought in and everything and all the people that helped behind. So it just was like, wow, this is definitely what true small community is all about.
Yeah, that is really cool. So the community center is this core public space there in Chiloquin, but you know, you mentioned there's also the library attached there and the art gallery. How do all of these spaces kind of work together then?
That's actually a really good question. So, for example, the art gallery, many of our staff and volunteers there work very closely with the library staff and also with our Friends of the Chiloquin Library, and they try to do art projects, reading programs for the kids throughout the year. And for example, the summer was really busy at the community center. We received several grants and launched a new teen program. It was a six-week program. Each week was a different theme, like bike week, outdoor week, art week. And the kids came in and started the day at the community center and ended the day at the community center. Sometimes they were there doing projects, but many times they were all around. But then at the same time, on Wednesdays, we had the younger kids have in doing art projects. That was a combination between the gallery and the library. And then Oregon Tech was there for a week doing their Lego camp. So it was a lot of hustle and bustle of kids of all ages in the community center during the summer, and it was just a joy to see.
Yeah, I can just imagine all of the kids in there doing all sorts of different activities, it sounds like. So, you know, you've been with Chiloquin Visions in Progress for a little bit, for a few years. What are some of the other major accomplishments that you've been able to accomplish while you've been there?
We, like I said, we do a lot of grants, and sometimes they're pass-through grants for the fire or whatever. So there we, in the last few years, we helped them secure an ambulance, a fire truck, and a 30,000-gallon water tank for one of the stations, which actually this last summer helped to save that a fire station and homes around it. We secured a couple years ago a Main Street revitalization grant, which helped the property owner revitalize the Hervey Building, which is an historic downtown building that has sat empty for around 20 years. And it's now got four retail shops in it, and it's got some offices in the back that have been leased out. And this year, we received another Main Street revitalization grant, and the property owner there is going to be redoing the last two-story building in downtown Chiloquin, and it's an old hotel. It's also been vacant for over 20 years, and this building will have two more retail bays on the bottom, and it will have 10 studio apartments on the second floor, which are very much needed for our community. So we just continue to do things like that. We worked with the Klamath Tribes and the Chiloquin Elementary School a few years ago on the Green Schoolyard project, which was a phenomenal project that the tribes did for the community, which created a pole barn, outdoor classroom space, outdoor play equipment, a wonderful mural. Just was a phenomenal project. We helped assist with that. As I mentioned earlier, we did the EV charging stations, which was fun to see during the Ride the Rim this year. At Crater Lake, we had people calling the city to verify that the charging stations were there because they wanted to bring their EV car down for the bike ride.
Yeah, that's excellent.
We just can.
we're all out of time today, but thank you, Robert, for chatting with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
My guest was Robert Cowie, director of Chiloquin Visions in Progress. I'm Roman Battaglia. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.